Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You do the Rise Mushroom Coffee?
I do.
My roommate does that too.
Does he? Have you tried it before?
Never. I'm not into coffee or anything like that.
Oh, you're not? Oh, you will be someday. Yeah. I also do. I mix these up. I do the everyday dose too. I don't know. They have different mushrooms in them.
Any
for benefits?
Caffeine or at all?
Yeah. There's a little bit.
So
you can get caffeine in it, and like the everyday dose, if you just add water and to hot water, it tastes like coffee, but you don't like coffee. But you can mix them and make like iced coffees.
I like the taste of coffee. It's just caffeine, top of my head, blow off.
Really?
I'm already wired. I'm good.
Okay.
Let's say, okay. So basically, Bryce, this podcast is, we're going to have you join in on our Show After the Show podcast.
Sweet.
And the whole purpose of this podcast is there is none. So it's honestly very random. Yeah, it's, and we hype it up as much. So honestly, this conversation could go anywhere. I don't know where. But we figured we'd just bring you in on it and have some fun. So we can really start there.
Okay, just real quick before we do get started, you did bring this in. Can we utilize that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I'm talking about.
So you guys were just talking about coffees.
We were, because in the studio here, I always have Rise coffee and Everyday Dose, and
yeah,
you can actually make coffees with it, but with just adding water. But I actually take that and add it to my coffee. And
so you make coffee and then add coffee to the coffee that's already made?
Kinda.
I'm so confused by this.
It's just a little extra caffeine because I need it.
Bryce, are you a coffee guy?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay. Okay.
Unfortunately, I am not. I wish I was.
How? That's what I want to know. How do you do that? I've always wondered, like, people that like don't do coffee in the mornings. How, like, do you use anything to wake you up? Like Diet Coke, maybe?
You never get tired in the morning? Like, you feel like you need a jump start?
Not at all. I'm just typically up. There we go. Not typically, if I get a good night's sleep, I'm pretty much fine. You know, I think for me, I don't know, it gives me anxiety a lot. Is that weird?
No, it's actually not, because when I first started drinking coffee, it would do the exact same thing to me. I'd almost feel like my heart was racing. But for some reason, I couldn't give it up. So I went ahead and kept drinking it, and that eventually went away.
What was that phrase you just used, Bryce? A good night's sleep? What is that?
Yeah. For me, if I get if I get 5 hours, I'm pretty happy.
Okay.
What? Who are you?
That to me,
you're like an anomaly.
I can't remember the last good night's sleep I had. it's one. It doesn't go with our lifestyle of mornings.
No.
Morning show host. But
how old are you?
24 years old.
Okay, when I was 24, I needed 11 hours of sleep.
I feel like when I was 24, I was getting even less. I was getting even less sleep than that.
No, I needed so much sleep when I was 24. So much sleep.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. You are an anomaly. I don't get it. But good for you, because I'm telling you, not having to sleep and not having to drink coffee is a beautiful thing. So you are very, very lucky.
Hopefully I keep it that way, but I have a feeling that will change as I move my way through life.
I feel like that's like that would be a superpower for me. That would be like a super, if I wrote my own like Marvel character to add to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it would be someone who doesn't need coffee and gets a good night's sleep.
What would that name be? What would your superhero name be?
Great question. Dr. Sleepo. No, stop, dude. Nobody asked for your
name. What
would you name him?
But you don't need sleep, so why would it be called Sleepo?
Dr. Sleepo. Okay, he got his doctorate.
Dr. No Sleepo.
Okay.
You're doing better than that, Austin.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Bryce. All right. I appreciate that.
This Sleepazoid.
Better.
Better?
Better.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah? What would you name him?
I told you, Dr. No Sleepo.
Doctor. Okay, so you just added the word no to my name.
Well, it's better.
All right. Bryce, what would you name him?
My superhero name?
Yeah, if your superpowers were not being able to sleep, or getting good night's sleep without coffee, basically you, If you
We're
gave yourself
to give you a superhero name. Yeah.
Dr. Insomnia.
Dr. Insomnia.
Oh,
see, that, okay,
that
better.
Was probably the best one.
Ring. Yeah, it is better than Sleepo.
It does.
Yeah.
You could make a song out of that.
Oh, Insomnia, for sure.
Dr. Insomnia. You guys remember, did you guys ever watch VH1 back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember Insomniac Music Theater? Like late at night, they would just play music videos. I think that's the last we ever saw music videos on just cable television.
Oh, might have been.
MTV obviously did away with them, yeah, practically. And, you know, gone are the days of TRL. Gone are the days of, you know, Well, I don't even know. Is VH1 even still around?
They're still around. They've gone back and forth between, like, what they're airing on.
I just
MTV
that.
And VH1.
Like, I would just put them on, and that's how I'd go to sleep. I would go to sleep with, like, some of the best music videos of all time.
Yeah. Hey, Bryce.
Yes, ma'am.
You make videos, right? Music videos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you had the choice between putting one on VH1 or MTV, which one would you pick?
Oh, MTV. I think, you know, if I wish they'd go back. You know,
yes.
Like, you know, everything's going retro now, which I think is a trend. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I grew up watching my granddad's TV of old country music videos and stuff that he just had on loop. I don't know what channel he had, probably some old country channel, but we watched a lot of stuff on that. But, you know, I would definitely say MTV for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer. Like, could imagine, like, back in the days of, like, TRL, like, Carson Daly being like, all right, our number one video of the day today, Bryce Leatherwood, you know, like, that to me would be awesome.
Yeah. And actually, I have my first official music video coming out today.
What?
Today?
Yeah.
Today?
Stop
today.
It.
Okay, where can people check it out?
It's on YouTube, Vivo on there. It's called The One My Daddy Found. It's a music video for the song I wrote for my mom and dad.
Oh, it's an awesome
gosh.
Song.
That's
it's an
so
awesome
cute.
Song. It's you've got a very Alan Jackson feel to
hey,
you.
Come on.
I hope you take that as a compliment.
I
think very highly of his music as do many people. But it's a vibe, man. And with Mother's Day coming up too,
oh, yeah.
I feel like.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh my
sure,
gosh,
so.
That's good timing.
We try to make it good timing, but yeah, Alan Jackson's one of my heroes, so I really do appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, speaking of your new video with the song, you want to play it?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
This is a Melissa and Austin
day.
Show after the show first. Never have we had live, well, not good live music. We've probably sung, Kyle, Melissa, and I have probably sung songs before, but not
it
well.
It was nothing like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me not blow away your expectations.
No.
I don't know, man.
I'm sure this is going to be great. I'm so excited.
It's not horrible.
I am going to move this closer to you.
Yeah.
Your guitar could be completely out of tune and we wouldn't know.
But I would.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. See, because these things, if you take it in a car, if it's hot, if it's cold,
oh yes,
it'll throw it all out of loop. But
I played guitar in the Woodland Middle School band in sixth
really?
Grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't.
You
realize
still
that.
Know how to play guitar?
I know how to play Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and that's the only
Come
song.
Come on,
that's the only song I know how to play.
Now we're gonna bring in a guitar because I'm gonna want to hear this one. Prove it.
It's gotta be in. Well, it's not. It's out of tune, so I can't. Sorry, guys.
We're in tune now.
But, oh no. Well, you go first.
This is a song I wrote with Chris Dubois and Lynn Hutton. It's called The One My Daddy Found. She don't mind roses on Valentine's Day, but she'd rather have daisies. She can back a bass boat in the lake, and she's good with the babies. She ain't scared of school when her green, if you lay one on her. She's every good old boy's dream, hell, who wouldn't want her? She knows all about football, and knows NASCAR, and the Bible at the back of her hand. Knows her way around a wine list, but she's fine with cold Coors Light in a can. She likes the way Brew 33 smells. She's honeysuckle sweet, she's funny as hell. She's sunset pretty, don't mind the city, but she'd rather live outside of town. And one of these days it just might settle down. Oh, if I could find me a girl like the one my daddy found. Faded, DM her on Instagram, swipe right on Tinder. No, didn't meet her at a bar down in Birmingham or at a show in Denver. He was sitting in a church in a button-down shirt. She was singing in the choir. Oh, and I just pray the good Lord made another one like her. She knows all about football and knows NASCAR. And the Bible at the back of her hand knows her way around a wine list. But she's fine with a cold Coors Light in a can. She likes the way Brute 33 smells. She's honeysuckle sweet, she's funny as hell. She's sunset pretty, don't mind the city, but she'd rather live outside of town. And one of these days it just might settle down. Oh, if I could find me a girl like the one my daddy found. He said I'd do and then he never looked back. Well, I wanna love a woman like that. Cause a woman like that knows all about football and knows NASCAR. And the Bible at the back of her hand knows her way around a wine list. But she's fine with a cold Coors Light in a can. She likes the way Brute 33 smells. She's honeysuckle sweet, she's funny as hell. She's sunset pretty, don't mind the city, but she'd rather live outside of town. And one of these days it just might settle down. Oh, if I could find me a girl like the one my daddy found. Like the one my daddy found. If I could find me a girl like the one my daddy found.
Come on, let's go.
Bryce, you know what it took for me to not cry I'm a mom?
I know, right? On Mother's Day week of all weeks.
Oh, my God. I kept tearing up. I'm like, don't. You're going to look unprofessional.
Yeah, right.
And I have a little son, you know? Oh. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is just like...
You're like, why can't he sing as good as Bryce?
Well, it's early, but I appreciate y'all letting me share that song.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
No. I know I want to meet your mom. She sounds cool.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. How much of, like, from her did you, like, pull for that song?
Oh, a lot. I mean, we were literally, like, there's a line in the song, you know, she can back a bass boat in the lake, and we were literally, me and my family have a boat, so we took the boat out this past weekend and went fishing and stuff, and it was awesome. But she's a,
that's great.
She's an angel on earth, y'all, so I'm very blessed to still have my mama and have her in my life.
Are they still in Georgia?
They are, yes.
Okay. How often do you get down there to see her?
Man, so we kind of been meeting half in the middle to go to the lake. It's a lake called Lake Chattoog up in North Georgia in Hiawassee and Young Harris, Georgia. And it's heaven on earth for me. It's
mountain views
and just the most beautiful, clean mountain lake in the world. So we're trying to keep it a secret, so I shouldn't be talking
Everyone forget what you just heard, okay?
Yeah, no kidding.
Pretty soon it's going to be like a tourist attraction. People are going to go there for Bryce Leatherwood. It's the home of Bryce Leatherwood.
I know.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you'll have a home there.
I will.
Right?
I promise I will.
Okay. I love that, dude. That's awesome. So what's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Miss Hope.
Miss Hope?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. That's a beautiful name.
It is. It seems very fitting with, it sounds like, her personality.
Yeah, right.
It does.
What would you say, if you could describe what Miss Hope means to you, how would you describe it?
Oh, man, you know, your mom's always there. You know, as you get older, you know, of course, move away from home. But, you know, when the tough times come calling or girls make you upset or something, your mama's always right there, and she always is, and she's always been my rock. So I'm very happy that this week I get to really kind of, you know, give it back to her, I think, you know, because Mother's Day week and Mother's Day's coming up. So, you know, the song's music video's coming out, and it's a it's all inspired about them, my mom and my dad. So I'm very excited about it.
When you played that song for your mom, Hope, for the very first time, what did she say? What did she do?
Well, so I had just laid it down like a pretty much how I did it just then, you know, and I'd send it to her because I'm in Nashville now, and I was waiting on a call back, and she called me crying, and she was so excited.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got her good. So
you did get her good. Yeah. You did get her good. I love that. That song is so good.
Thank you so much.
My gosh. I'm still almost about ready to cry. It's like, how do I stop myself?
You can cry if you want to. That'd be, make cry. For good, good podcasting.
Yeah. It does. It does work. Yeah. All right. So she's super supportive. Obviously, you said you were on The Voice.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Picked by Blake Shelton.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was your mom there? Every single time?
No. So they invite the parents for the blind auditions and then the finale, if you make the finale. So they were there to see me get on the show, and they were there to see me win the show. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. I being a mom, like, I can't imagine what you feel like with your kid winning The Voice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Yeah, what did they say?
They're just happy that I get to do what I love to do every day. You know, I think that's what's important in life, is to do stuff you love to do no matter what. You know, whatever facet you love or whatever your passion is, you know, chase that. And they were just happy to see me chasing mine and getting to do it on the biggest stages. So it's been really cool for
what
me.
What do they do for a living?
So my mom, she works in roofing sales. So she's a sales associate, always meeting, always out, always taking calls, always meeting new people. That's her thing. She's a people person. So she's doing that. My dad's the vice president of sales and marketing at a filtration company called Southern Metal Processing. It's in Alabama. So he's always working on that, but he works from home, so he's always home. And
that's great.
They made it really important as we were growing up to always be there, and they made a lot of sacrifices to do that. So they were always there for us as kids and involved in every facet of our lives, and I'm just very blessed.
So where did music come into the picture for you?
Man, for me, you know, I think music was always around in my life. You know, growing up, my dad loved classic rock and, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and stuff like that. So I love them. But my granddad really kind of got me into, you know, Conway Twitty and George Jones and Merle Haggard.
Yeah, so, the classics. Yeah.
So, you know, it was a big melting pot in my life. You know, my music teacher in elementary school introduced me to guys like, you know, Curtis Mayfield, Ray Charles, and that the blues and you know, that inspired me a lot as a kid. But funny enough, that what really inspired me was I was a scout back as a kid, and we were on a retreat, camping trip, whatever, and there was this kid with a ukulele, and all the girl counselors were around him.
Okay.
And I was like, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah, right. So, isn't that funny? That's how it works,
so
usually.
Smart.
That's it.
You
so,
boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy,
I know. I got
something about a girl.
I completely get that. That would have been me. The only problem is I didn't. You know, I wasn't good at guitar. That's why I only know one song.
So. Neither am I. You ain't got a word.
You just said something about a girl. Yep. That sounds like a song.
Okay. It is one,
right?
And funny enough, I have a song called "Something About a Girl." It's gonna be coming out hopefully soon.
But we'll okay. Oh, all right.
Are we waiting to hear that one then?
Is it about a kid at a scout camp? Seeing a guy woo a girl with a ukulele?
About a campfire and, you know, it's a little better than that, hopefully.
Oh my gosh. Man. You have an amazing voice, and I cannot wait to see the video. Maybe you should put your mom in a video.
I know.
She about doing that, by the way?
I would love to, you know, but she would not.
She will not.
She would not.
I don't think she'd love that.
But, yeah. That's like my mom. My mom is like, we take all these photos of her, and she's like, she put my wife in charge of what photos we use for her program at her funeral. Because she's like, I don't trust Austin to choose a good photo. And I'm like, these are all beautiful photos of you, mom. And she's like, no, I don't, no, I'm not, no, these
yeah,
are
I
not.
I agree with your mom.
Okay. I think all women are like that. They just don't want their photos taken.
Feminine in touch.
It is.
They don't trust us men.
We know what we're doing. Trust me. Okay, so I'm very curious. You know, you talked about like Merle Haggard, all these different bands you grew up. If you could pick one artist, dead or alive. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a song too. All right.
Yeah, it's already a song.
Which one of those would you want to sing with?
Oh my gosh. That's a great question.
Oh.
Man, so if I had to sing with them,
yeah,
it'd be a duet. So it's probably going to be a girl.
Of course it is.
Man, okay. Probably Loretta Lynn.
I would say Loretta Lynn. Good answer.
Or Patsy Cline.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I had a duet with Patsy Cline, I mean, yeah.
Man, okay.
I love that. That's good. Back like old like WSM days back in Nashville. Yeah, right? That's awesome.
No kidding. I don't know. Maybe someday you're going to be able to do something with one of them.
Maybe in heaven. We'll see.
Yeah, right?
Then you get the Angels like choir background backing you up, for the duet. That'd be one heck of a performance.
That would be so cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Bryce, dude, listen, if anyone in Chicago hears this podcast today, tonight, you're going to be at Carroll's Pub, which is a fantastic venue, fantastic place to kind of play. And I know there's a lot of greats have kind of started out at Carl's Pub, and it's going to be cool, man. We can't wait to see where you go, from the voice to the finger to
where you're going to be 5 years from now, or maybe even a year from now.
Yeah, seriously, man. We're super excited. We want to thank you for coming in and joining us for the show after the show, because this is probably the most tame show after the show I think we've ever had. And you... You helped us out with that, because we go off the rails very quickly.
So thank you for helping us not go off the rails, especially that one over there.
Yeah. Which one?
That one.
That one, David. That would be you.
That was me?
That would be you.
You were pointing at me?
Yeah, I was pointing at you.
Yeah. You know what's funny is if you go on YouTube, you can see a video of a woman by the name of... Have you guys heard of Taylor Swift?
Sounds familiar.
One of her first recorded interviews on the internet took place here in this studio. US 99. So in like what 10-15, that was like 2007-ish, I think,
probably
is when it went down.
Yeah, she was very young.
So like in 17 years from now, people are gonna be like, Bryce Leatherwood.
He's fallen in Taylor Swift's feet.
Yeah,
no problem.
On the Bryce Leatherwood Eras tour. People are going to be playing that video and being like, he started in US 99. Look,
just follow the things she does. Easter eggs, all kinds of funny things. Like, you'll be going right down that path.
It's hard to follow the things she does. You have to have like a decoder for every little thing. Well, Bryce, dude, seriously, you're the man. Thank you so much for taking this time to join us today and for chatting with us.
And
absolutely.
For singing that beautiful song.
Oh, thank you so much.
That made me tear up.
The first live music on the Show After the Show podcast.
That's right.
Come on.
It's going
to be a first for everything, right?
Yep, that's right.
I appreciate it. Thank you all so much. Seriously.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.